You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard. It is not only St. Patrick's Day. I'm reminded of that because I look across the studio, out the window, and on the other side of the glass, Isaac is may have overindulged. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You're wearing St. Patrick's Day glasses over there.
Yes, sir.
You look good.
I haven't overindulged quite yet. That's going to be a... That'll probably be a weekend thing. I mean, I had a couple last night, so I'll count that.
If it was after midnight, it's St. Patrick's Day.
I guess that's true. I don't think it was after midnight,
though. You were at the parade, though, correct?
Yes, I was. I was technically working for our friends across the hall there. So
our sister station.
Our sister station.
Z102.9.
I was walking with the band.
Were you?
Yeah, I was helping hold a drum for them.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, very good. You get a gold star today.
It was pretty fun. It was a good time.
Good time. And tell you, did you guys get stopped by the train?
No, we dodged that. I did hear it as we were kind of making our exit, though.
Welcome aboard. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. It is Gym Class at 3:05 on a March 17th edition of the program. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, taking pictures of Isaac on the other side of the glass.
I have to ask permission to post that.
Oh, you're
Isaac.
Good. It
okay.
is. You're good.
Just put it on the 1600 ESPN Twitter account and Facebook account and everything. Get it out there. Get it get him blowing things up out there.
All right, I don't think I'm going to be that popular.
You are very popular.
You're way overestimating how popular I am.
Well, we got a lot to get to in the program. It is a shortened week. It is NCAA March Madness basketball week for both the men and the women. Selection Sunday yesterday. Hope you enjoyed that from Westwood One. We had that for you at 5 o'clock, and then they revealed the women's brackets at 7 o'clock. Went over those as well, and a lot to go over as far as who you like. We are not giving our picks today, by the way, though. We're going to do that tomorrow. Got to let it marinate a little bit. Let it kind of soak in. It's going to be a very fascinating tournament. We'll talk about who deserved to get in, who didn't deserve to get in. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us coming up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class with his off-the-glass segment. He's usually on Thursdays, but we are going to be wall-to-wall with basketball on Thursday and Friday. Lot to talk about. Latest in the Iowa job search, and tough day in Iowa City, but you kind of knew it was coming as far as personnel are concerned. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And that is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and call us, same digits, 319-366-1600. Here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. It extended into this morning with the Players' Championship.
No, we don't have to talk about that.
And just because we had the loser in that playoff, we can talk about it. But good afternoon to you and Isaac. And kind of off the topic, but I saw something very interesting, heartwarming on my way to the studio. It was a father and son playing catch in the yard.
Really?
You don't see that a whole lot.
You don't? Having a catch?
It made me feel good.
Nice, warm, fuzzy feeling.
Good Monday to everyone.
Yeah. And baseball does officially kick off tomorrow, although it is opening day, but it's not opening day. But it is opening day. And it's opening day for us. We've got Cubs baseball coming up tomorrow morning, I believe at 4:35. Godspeed to Spencer, who will be up listening to make sure everything goes okay. Cubs and the Dodgers, the Mookie Betts-less Dodgers. Tomorrow and on Wednesday morning as well over in Japan. So it's not the traditional opening day, but we've got baseball tomorrow.
We do, and we're going to have Cal Eldred. We've locked in with Cal Eldred for his weekly, bi-weekly segment, whatever we want to do with him. we'll start making picks next week.
The 25th?
Correct.
Okay. See how I deduce that? It'll be Tuesdays again, correct?
Correct.
All right. Looking forward to that. That means two sure signs of spring right there. 319-366-1600. Let's start off with the news from Iowa City today. And as I mentioned at the start of the program, in this day and age, you're going to lose basketball players each and every year from your program. That is kind of the way of the world in 2025 in college athletics with the portal, with NIL, et cetera, et cetera. You're really going to lose people when you make a coaching change. And that is what is happening in Iowa City. We knew of Owen Freeman's departure over the weekend. And today, well, I guess you say three more Hawkeyes announcing that they are entering, two of them entering the transfer portal, one reopening his recruitment process. The two going into the portal would be Brock Harding and Price Sanford. Although Price Sanford, in his tweet to everyone out there, or his message on X, whichever you prefer, did say he is keeping all options open, and that is including a return to the Iowa men's basketball program. Not so much with Brock Harding, not so much with Owen Freeman, and then maybe, I guess not unexpected as well, Mark, but Iowa's top recruit on a very good recruiting class that Fran McCaffrey put together for next year, also announcing he is going to reopen his recruitment today.
He'd be Joshua Lewis, the 6'6", four-star wing player out of Tampa, Florida. He has decommitted from the Iowa program. And as we and others have alluded to, when Fran McCaffrey it was a change in leadership, was the official announcement.
Correct.
With the men's basketball program, you're going to have collateral damage. And now there's three, potentially four players maybe gone from the Iowa program, depending on whether they'll revisit that decision when a new head coach is hired. I don't think it's done. I fully expect Josh Dix to be playing in Ames or Omaha next year. Maybe others. I don't know. I don't have anything to base that on other than a feeling. I don't think the damage is done quite yet. And maybe it's not damage. That's for you to decide.
Yeah, and like I said, this is not unprecedented. In fact, you look back at 1999 and 2000, the end of the Tom Davis era and the start of the Steve Alford era. Iowa had a complete roster, a big roster shift those years as well. Some of it, I mean, it's expected. It was expected back in that day. It's expected in this day. That's just the way of the world. 2 years ago, UNI was the only school in Division I basketball that did not have somebody leave their program. That was one out of 360-odd programs. They made up for it last year, obviously, but these things are going to happen. And the question is now, who's going to come in? That's still the question from last Friday. And, of course, West Virginia now without a tournament to get ready for, as they were left out of the field of 68, rather ominously by the NCAA selection committee, even though they finished 500 in a really, really tough Big 12, but apparently not as good as 6-12 in the SEC. Take your pick of any other Power 5 conference, but I digress. Are the negotiations, are the phone calls underway already? I would assume they are, not only to DeVries, but whomever Beth Getz has decided through her Rolodex to reach out, or at least to reach out to the representation.
Do we have Isaac on Flight Tracker? Or... I've never been on that site.
I don't think I've ever used it either, but Stuff, people that follow that, that's a little bit too extreme.
No time
for
like the present, man.
All right, well, let me pull it up. I'll see if there's been any direct flights.
Any direct flights going out there to, well, it doesn't even have to be West Virginia. It could be somewhere in between, too. So, you know, keep that in mind. 319-366-1600 as the coaching search continues. This is not going to take long, folks. You cannot take a month and a half anymore in your coaching search, whether it's football, basketball, you know, baseball, Olympic sports, what have you. In this day and age, with the transfer portal opening, what, in a week, Mark?
A week from today.
A week from today, the official transfer portal, Iowa's open because of the coaching change. And people can announce, obviously, but it's not official until the 24th. But we could have a coach in place in Iowa City by the 24th. I really think that could be the situation.
I think that'd be optimal, and it'd be wise. I think we're assuming that Darren DeVries or Ben McCollum is going to be interested in Iowa.
Well, Ben McCollum's busy right now.
Ben McCollum's busy. He's got an NCAA tournament game or two to worry about. Darren DeVries doesn't. He might be consulting with the governor of West Virginia, who's suing the NCAA. Because he thinks it's broken in terms of the
Well, it is. But good luck to you.
It's never that serious. Like anything sports related, it's never that serious. Like you don't need to have federal law investigate these people. We know the reason, and it's pretty obvious, and it's not gonna what are they gonna do to change it?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing
it's
is
all
going
just,
to
it's
happen.
It's just posturing, but
interesting. One of the columnists out in Morgantown, West Virginia, had a very interesting piece after the firing of Fran McCaffrey, going into detail on how West Virginia is a much better, much, much better job than the Iowa job, which made me think a little bit. You know, is West Virginia a better job than Iowa's right now in men's basketball? 319-366-1600. Mark is thinking here. He says yes. Now, I'd say they're on very similar planes, but I will say this, and it was absolutely trumpeted yesterday at between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time with the release of the men's brackets. If you don't think the SEC and the Big Ten run college athletics right now, you're wrong. They do. They run it. And that's nothing against the Big 12 or anything like that, but 14 teams in the SEC getting into the tournament, two that were 6-12 in their conferences, got in ahead of 8-8 West Virginia in the Big 12 with more quad one wins, many, many more than North Carolina. That's the reason why you go to the Big 10, I think, if you're Darren DeVries looking at it.
When I think of West Virginia and Iowa in 2025, I think in West Virginia, I think of it more of a basketball school than Iowa. I think Iowa is football, wrestling, women's basketball right now. West Virginia has a pretty good tradition in football.
Jerry West, though.
Yeah, a pretty good tradition at West Virginia. But I don't know. As far as the committee goes, I'm going to nominate you for the committee, for one. And number two...
I'd have three Mo Valley teams in.
I know, it's true in every sport, but why do athletic directors make these decisions? Why isn't a committee of Lenardi and Jay Billis and some of the other experts who, granted, they would have biases as well. Everybody's going to have a bias of some kind, but you can't tell me that the North Carolina athletic director, chairman of the committee. Granted, he excused himself when North Carolina was being considered, but he's been sitting in the same room with the same bunch of people day after day, hour after hour, and just because he left the room doesn't mean there wasn't any influence on the committee. I'm sorry. I don't think... North Carolina was selected for him to get a $100,000 bonus. I don't think that for a minute. It's coincidental. But I don't know. Maybe Kevin Lehman's got an answer. Nobody else does.
319-366-1600. Yes, Ryan, Iowa had more quad one wins, or at least as many in 1 week last week than North Carolina did.
Everybody did.
And Ann says there have been flights, Isaac. There have been flights that have been tracked. So I don't know if those are what we're looking for here, but there have been flights.
I mean, I couldn't, again, I couldn't tell you. Never used the website. I did try to log on now, and I don't know. I just see a bunch of airplanes going over places. Doesn't make any sense to me. Also, I had the glasses on, and everything looked green, so I couldn't tell which ones were coming from Cedar Rapids, which ones were going somewhere. So
you took the glasses.
I did. DeVries is coming back to visit family. Who?
Could be. He is from Iowa.
He is from Iowa. Applington, Iowa. 2757 saying, the question is, as far as Iowa men's basketball, who's going to stay?
Yeah.
That's a good question at this point. Iowa doesn't have enough people. I think, obviously, with the announcement of the Champion Crown tournament that's going to be played around April Fool's Day, which is very, 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 very apropos, Iowa had to be asked. Nebraska and USC are your two Big Ten representatives, and I'm sure those Husker fans are clamoring in 2.5 weeks to be following their team once again in the Champions
Flights
Crown.
Flights to Vegas are cheap.
They are. They are cheap.
Inexpensive.
West Virginia, according to 8186, had a guard enter the portal as well. Everybody's got people entering the portal. Yes. West Virginia's NIL is significantly better than Iowa's, from what people say. And I would believe that. Iowa's is in the bottom three of the Big Ten. And West Virginia, like you said, Mark, pretty decent football program, but they don't have the wrestling program. Good women's basketball program at West Virginia. So they're sharing some money there. But I can see how West Virginia has a better NIL.
Wrestling NIL is separate than Iowa's wrestling NIL.
Wrestling, separate. Yes.
I want to make, again, I say that every, I say that like 5 times a week, but I want to make sure when we're having NIL discussions, wrestling gets brought up. That's who the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, not through the Swarm.
That is correct. 7011 saying the selection of North Carolina is a joke. They had one quad one win. Nebraska had five. So why in the world is UNC in the tournament over a superior West Virginia team? I have no idea. Asked myself that a million times last night. I have no idea. I have no idea how Texas is in at what, 17 and 14, 4 and 12, 6 and 12, but really 4 and 12 because LSU and South Carolina were a layup in the SEC. Everybody else is pretty good. It's crazy stuff. I don't know how they're in. 319-366-1600. Ann's sending us all the documentations. There was
flights
from Morgantown landed at Aurora Municipal Airport. Cedar Rapids plane landed there at 9:30 last night. I love 2025. You can track planes. We're paying athletes $750,000 to average 8 points a game.
If you can tell me who was on those planes, then we're on to something.
It does make sense with West Virginia not having any postseason play that the, if it were to be DeVries, that the sort of process is being really pushed ahead really quickly. Like, it's being super expedited because I think they were anticipating West Virginia being in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, they were. You had to. I mean, everybody had West Virginia in the tournament. That's the men's tournament. The women's tournament, by the way, congratulations to the UNI Panthers. They are going to the NIT. They get SMU on Wednesday night down in Dallas. And SMU, the NIT is now basically the mid-major consolation tournament because 31 of the 32 are mid-majors. Only SMU, I believe, is the only Power Five that is in that tournament. You've got the Champions Crown, which is a who's who of hotbed mediocrity in in NCAA men's basketball. People turning it down left and right. Same thing with the NIT, though. In Indiana, turning it down, among others. Wake Forest.
Northwestern.
By the way, the latest rumors, Chris Collins to Villanova. That's a biggie, which I can see. I can really see that. If you're Chris Collins, aren't you fed up with Northwestern right now? I mean, you can only go so far with Northwestern. He could be a superstar at Villanova, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's done very well at Northwestern. I don't know.
Yeah.
He'd be a good fit there.
319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim, I'll say you want ISU to lay a wallop on North Carolina in a couple games for everyone. Can the Cyclones just get by Lipscomb first? Lipscomb's not bad, folks. Mm. And there's no Keyshawn Gilbert for Iowa State now.
Yeah,
and
maybe Cyclone Tim can weigh in on that. How that conveniently was not announced until after the brackets, when the committee was taught, did their due diligence. Gabbett did his diligence on Cooper Flagg. Got to make sure Cooper Flagg is going to play before we seed Duke. And I heard West Virginia was knocked down because Tucker DeVries is not going to be available. He played 8 games this year. West Virginia compiled the bulk of its resume without Tucker DeVries.
True.
But that was maybe it was coincidence. Yeah. Come on, Mark. What do you think?
We know more about the plane. 5450 letting us know it was a 4-seat single-engine plane. That was reached out to a flight school. Highly doubt that they would use that. I would highly doubt they would. Unless they're trying to get around this whole conspiracy thing. Let's just take a little crop duster over there.
I've been on a crop duster.
It ain't fun.
No, it was unexpected.
That's a whole different, story. Doug in Iowa City says Michigan got a new coach after finishing last with all new players. -2 and won the Big Ten with a major roster turnover. So maybe Iowa can turn this thing into a positive. Dusty May came in and brought a whole bunch of talent with him from Florida Atlantic. He pulled a McCollum, except for that was D2 compared to a team that made a serious run into the tournament last year. And Rick Pitino, yes, got $4 million in NIL. $4 million won St. John's their first Big East championship, though, in 25 years. So money well spent in the Big Apple for St. John's, who I really, really like to make a deep run. Really, really like. Everybody's got chalk. We'll ask Kevin Lehman what he's got.
See what I brought? A pencil.
A pencil. Aha. Very good. We will have our picks tomorrow for the Final Four. You ready for that tomorrow, Isaac? Unless you want to divulge today on Spencer's show.
No, I can share them tomorrow.
Okay. If you do, that's fine. But
I'm going to be honest, I haven't filled out a bracket at all, so I couldn't tell you who my Final Four is, so I hope Spencer wasn't planning on asking me.
I have not filled it out officially yet, but I came up with my Final 8 and took that down just so it could change in the next 24 hours. I have till 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I haven't even started, so I hope Spencer doesn't ask me. I will for sure be ready tomorrow, though.
But like Lenardi said and wrote today, he believes this is the best group of 1 and 2s. I mean, overwhelming favorite 1 and 2s that we have ever had in the NCAA tournament after he got done roasting North Carolina. Who probably, no offense to the Iowa State people out there, Carolina will probably use this as motivation and win 4 games and pull an NC State. Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. 319-366-1600. Yes, 68-97. Michigan did get hosed. They are not a 5. They should have been a 4 at least. I'm fine with Wisconsin as a 3. Their body of work was a 3. I think the Badgers are right where they should be, but Michigan was underseeded. Louisville was way underseeded at 8. Just an amazing, amazing Sunday for Selection Sunday. Women, Iowa goes to Norman. As we mentioned many, many, many times on this program, talking about NCAA tournaments. The committee, if they they've got a sense of humor, they like to do things like that. You could see Jenny Baranchuk going up against her alma mater. You've got several players with Iowa ties in that particular grouping of four teams down there. Sahara Williams, Oklahoma, Polk from Waterloo. Two Waterloo West Wahawks are down there in that sub-regional. So a lot of familiarity going on right
Aubrey
there.
Aubrey Jones at Oklahoma.
Aubrey Jones at Oklahoma. Don't forget about her. 329, 330, right on the button. Let's get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, and then we'll get to Kevin Lehman, the coach, with our off-the-glass segment. And this Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Eagles on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. What do we got on St. Patrick's Day?
Bowen Bourne has finally reached the NCAA tournament. Bourne is a graduate transfer at Colorado State, which will play Memphis in the first round. You'll recall Bourne played in 118 games in four seasons at Northern Iowa, and one of Bourne's CSU teammates is former Iowa State player Caleb Grill. In baseball, the Minnesota Twins got a jolt yesterday, and I felt it, when star third baseman Royce Lewis was injured. Lewis suffered a strained hamstring while running to first base. Also in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers opened the season in a little more than 12 hours against the Cubs, but they will be without star Mookie Betts, who is suffering from an illness. Coe College finished tied for sixth with four All-Americans last weekend at the NCAA Division III wrestling tournament. Wartburg tied with Johnson and Wales for the team title, the first time it was shared in 92 years of NCAA meets, and the first time anyone besides Wartburg or Augsburg had won it since 1995.
Wow.
Finally, some teams struggle with attendance, Scott, as you know, but not the Savannah Bananas. The Traveling Baseball Entertainers played to a sellout crowd of 65,000 Saturday night at NFL's Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.
Nice.
Where they can't fill a seat there. Well, they don't have a stadium now. But they had trouble with attendance.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to Coe and Wartburg. And it's funny not to see Augsburg in that top spot, or at least right there with Wartburg.
Did you ever pull a hamstring playing baseball, Scott?
No.
No, I didn't either.
Of course, I wasn't nearly as muscular.
I wasn't elite either.
Iowa State basketball coming up. We've got the women's play-in game at 5:30 on Wednesday. And the Iowa State men will play at 11:30 on Friday morning with the pregame. Unfortunately, the Iowa State women are also, if they win, are scheduled to overlap with the Iowa State men. Fine planning, NCAA. That's amazing. Our Cyclone coverage brought to you by Cyclone fan Lisa Nolan at LisaNolanRealtor.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joins us right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. There's going to be plenty of sunshine today, and temperatures are going to be rising into the upper 60s. It will be quite windy to achieve that warmth, with gusts out of the south at around 30, 35 miles per hour. That is also leading to elevated fire danger today, so be mindful of anything that can cause a spark. Then tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and drop down into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, clouds will be building in and temperatures will be in the low 70s. That's your latest weather first forecast.
It's truck month, and Dairy Ford is here for you.
With a huge selection of Mavericks, Rangers, F-150s, and Super Duties.
Here for you!
With many years of experience serving Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, and the corridor.
Here for you with complimentary pickup and delivery and mobile service.
If you are looking for a quick, enjoyable purchase experience with our best price up front, visit us today and see how Dairy Ford is here for you.
It's truck month at Dairy Ford in Iowa City, or online at DairyFord.com.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and the wonderful temperatures on this St. Patrick's Day making you think of spring and summer, making you think of desserts, making you think of ice cream. And Quickstar has you covered with Nature's Touch ice cream. Right now, get a gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream for just $4.99, chocolate or vanilla, limit two. And why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself, so get your hands on winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavors today. Only at Quickstar. And while you're there today, being a Monday, roasted whole chicken on special for $6.99, hot and ready for any meal or meal prep. And go ahead and use your Quick Rewards app. You can order and take care of payment ahead of time, and orders can be brought directly to your car or curbside. All that's and a whole lot more available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Friday, March 28th, XFC awakens the MMA world in Iowa City. Get ready for an unforgettable night at Extreme Arena. Only the toughest step into the cage, ready to leave it all on the line. The awakening is here. Prepare for an explosive night of combat. Don't miss a moment. Tickets on sale now at xfcfight.com.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
Back with you on a Monday, St. Patrick's Day edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. And we usually talk with Kevin on Thursdays, but we got basketball on Thursday all day for you. The NCAA tournament's getting started tomorrow with the first four in Dayton at 5:30. So we're moving things up here to Monday. And our talk with Kevin Lehman is brought to you by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. Not only handling great folks down in Iowa City, but up and down the corridor as well. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Kevin.
Well, thank you. I'm wearing a green shirt as we speak.
I'm wearing my Cal Poly shirt today proudly because the Cal Poly, I watched their game on Friday night in the Big West semis. First time they had been there in forever. So I had to get my Cal Poly shirt out I got a few years ago.
Well, you probably don't get out very often, do you, Scott?
I don't get it out very often. No. I was the voice of Cal Poly basketball for a weekend. Keep that in mind.
Nice.
When they were playing up at UNI in late November tournament. That's been, 12 years ago or something like that. Or four coaches at Cal Poly. But here you go. From your brother, passing the ball to you today, asking if you have your resume ready.
I don't think I meet the age limit anymore.
Oh, come on, man. You're the only one people aren't talking about associated with the Iowa job.
I tell you what, guys. The transfer portal, it would have drove me out of coaching after the first year. This is so crazy. I've got the NIT game, Bradley against North Alabama. Two of Bradley's seniors have opted out of the NIT. One's a second, Darius Hannah, second team All-Valley. Zeke Montgomery, third team All-Valley. Why are they not playing an NIT game? I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
We have opt-outs for basketball now?
We have opt-outs for the NIT.
For the NIT.
Yes. Two seniors. So it's not like they're going to the portal. They're fifth-year guys with no eligibility left. This makes no sense to me at all.
Kevin, we spent a lot of time Friday and throughout the weekend talking to people about Fran McCaffrey. Haven't had a chance to talk to you about him and the ouster that came down Friday. I guess initially your reaction to that and now a steady exodus of players.
Well, Fred McCaffrey has been nothing but good to me. I worked with him a lot on Coaches vs. Cancer, especially on our gala. I worked with him and his wife, Margaret. They are super people. Jimmy V Foundation, you know, they've got obviously have a common connection here with Patrick being a cancer survivor, myself being a cancer survivor. So I've always enjoyed Fran, loved his style of basketball offensively. And, you know, some people, the people see him on TV get a bad rap about Fran. When you get him away from the court, he is funny, witty, great sense of humor, really smart guy. And my nephew, Robbie Lehman, was the video coordinator for a year or two. He said, this Fran's one of the smartest guys that have been around. He's got that degree from that Wharton School of Business. So I wish him and his family the best. I think it's been, you know, you put him in the Hall of Fame at some point of Iowa because he is the winningest coach in Iowa basketball history.
Now the $64,000 question. Who's coming in? Who's going to be playing next year for Iowa? Phone calls, like as we were talking earlier, and you probably heard on the program, Kevin, you can't wait around a month and a half anymore in this day and age in college athletics. You got to strike while the iron's hot, and this is not going to take long to get a new coach in there.
No, it's going to happen fast. And the fact that West Virginia's not in the tournament and elected not to play in any tournament, whether it be the Crown or the NIT, I think that's, if you're Beth Getz, that's going to be first or second phone call you're making to Darren DeVries. And I think Ben McCollum, although he's in the tournament, so you got to wait a little bit longer than that. And you guys remember the story on Lute Olson when he went to Arizona. If Bobby Hanson would have made those free throws, I don't think Lute would have went to Arizona because he told them, I'm not going anywhere on a visit until my team's done playing. And remember Hanson missed, I think he missed a front end of a 1-on-1 or something. They lost that game down in Kansas City, and he was at Arizona within, what, 2 or 3 days. This has been speed. This is speed dating. The transfer portal speed dating. The coaching carousel is now speed dating. And I tell you what, you should be on the phone. Also, you got your list. I'm be making a call to Omaha also. I'm hearing some rumblings that at Creighton, not everything is rosy over there as far as NIL money.
Two questions, really. You know DeVries well. Would he leave West Virginia to come back to his home state, knowing what the two programs have to offer right now? And number two, if not him, who?
Well, that's the question, because we've talked about this every time we talk about coaching changes. The first question, what is my NIL package? Because here's one that I think I might have told you this story. I had that West Virginia game at Kansas, Allen Fieldhouse. West Virginia had never won there. But the guard for West Virginia, first team, all Big 12, Javon Small, was at Oklahoma State. We asked Bill Self, Mark Neely, who was my play-by-play guy, about Javon Small. And Bill Self goes, yeah, I tried to get him. We want him bad. And Mark said, me not at high school? He goes, no, on the portal this last spring. And I didn't say anything, but I'm thinking, West Virginia just outbid Kansas for a player? The world in basketball has changed. So I know for a fact that West Virginia's got a great NIL package. And that is what Iowa has to put together. They've got a, you know, they got some money here. You got to pay off Fran's contract. You got to get an NIL package for that next coach. You're looking at a renovation of Carver Hawke Arena. I don't know how much they're putting on that tab. This is before you even offer a contract to a new coach. So there's some financials here that are really going to be a strain on U of I, and I think they have to make a decision now. Are we going to be a player in college basketball or not?
Yeah, you just can't patch the boat and change captains. I mean, it's not going to accomplish anything if the NIL doesn't change in Iowa City for men's basketball.
Well, it goes back to the question, if you ever hear Kelvin Sampson went to Houston, he talked to the AD, he said, here's what I need. And he said my AD had like three phones in front of him, a couple laptops, and wasn't paying attention. He said, if you don't change, you're going to be firing me like you did the last three coaches after 4 or 5 years. But if you want to compete for national championships, and when that word came out, he said the AD looked up. He said, there's what we need to compete for national championships. That's what Kelvin Sampson, I think we're at the crossroads here with U of I basketball. Are you going to be a major factor in college basketball or not? So that decision has to be made.
Well, again, Kevin, if not DeVries, who? And you're saying rumblings with Greg McDermott?
Well, I'm hearing a few things over that. You know, it's not real cozy with the administration and Greg, but Greg's a master at getting a new contract. You remember he went to the right down to the altar with Ohio State when Thad Mata left, and then he got a huge contract at Creighton. Different AD now. I think the president may have even changed. So I don't want to throw things out there that I can't. I don't really have facts about. But those are rumor mills that I'm hearing. But I know Mac real well too because I coached him at Northern Iowa. He's a master at getting that new contract, Mark. He's a master at doing it.
True. Other coaching, if not Nico Medved, a lot of ties to Minnesota for him. I think he's the favorite for the Gophers. Would be interesting to see what happens with if he goes from Colorado State to Minnesota, what happens with our friend Ali Farouk-Manesh, the number one assistant for Colorado State. Chris Collins, his name really linked to Villanova now. That's the guy they want. And if not DeVries, then you got Chris Jans, you got Wake Forest, you got other people in there with ties as well. And again, the question is, how much for NIL, and is Iowa a better job than Mississippi State, Wake Forest, etc.?
Yeah, I'm going to throw this one out there, too. Chris Jans, this guy's a fantastic coach. Wapsie Valley Fairbanks. But he's got a little blemish when he was at Bowling Green. Remember he had that incident in a bar with a girl? Iowa likes their coaches squeaky clean. I think that eliminates Chris Jans. Steve Forbes would sell tickets here like you wouldn't believe. Fantastic coach, unbelievable personality. People would love him. But he had a two-year show cause after that mess at Tennessee. That's why he coached at a junior college. I think that eliminates him also with the way Iowa likes those coaches squeaky clean. Those two guys can coach, but I don't know if Iowa will look at him because of their history of, hey, you know, we like guys. Kirk Ferentz has set a high standard here as far as the character they want their coaches.
And then Ben McCollum, of course, but Indiana is apparently looking hard to Des Moines.
Well, here's why McCollum's attractive. I think it's probably a low buyout. He wins. He wins everywhere he's been. I think Iowa's got to look at him, too, even though the Todd Licklider style play is going to concern people. But Ben McCollum can coach basketball. This guy is a mad scientist. I've probably had, 8 other games this year, maybe more. The guy's unbelievable as an X and O guy. I mean, I've never seen anybody like him. He's a wizard. But it's going to be a very slow style, and if you play that, you have to win.
Kevin, you got 30 seconds to defend North Carolina in the tournament.
I only need 2 seconds. Can't do it. West Virginia should be in. I'd even say that Indiana should be in ahead of North Carolina.
I'll say Boise should be in ahead of North Carolina.
That was my third team. And what OU is doing there in Texas, I don't know. They're 6-12 in the SEC. What are they doing in postseason play?
Does conference play mean anything? I mean, it does for them. Here's what I don't understand. It does for them. West Virginia goes 8-8. They don't get in a good league.
Yeah, it's none of this makes any sense, what you're talking about. And, you know, not only West Virginia, there's another team that was 500. Well, I guess I was looking at Indiana goes 10-10 in the Big Ten, and they got left out also. I don't understand. And it had a bad look, as you guys mentioned earlier, when you've got the head of the committee, a North Carolina guy, even though he steps out of the room. That's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you're West Virginia.
Kevin, number 11 seeds have won a game at least in 20 straight tournaments. Drake is an 11 seed facing Missouri.
Drake's going to win.
Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins playing for Missouri. What do you make of that game?
It is oil and water. Missouri wants to play fast. Drake will not. Belmont, and I know Belmont and Missouri, you can't compare them, but Belmont scored 80 points a game. They beat up in the Valley Tournament, and Belmont scored 50 because they decided we're going to play slow. if you're going to beat Drake, you have to beat them playing their style. They will not let you play fast. So I am picking Drake as the upset, much against Madonna, my girlfriend's wishes, because her daughter goes to the zoo. So we have a real battle going on over there in McGowan Street.
Yeah. Now, several have said in the know in college basketball that as far as 1 and 2 seeds, this is by far the most overwhelmingly best crop of 1 and 2s ever in the NCAA tournament, and they are all picking chalk. Are you buying that as well?
Yes, I'm going through my bracket trying not to pick chalk, and it's hard not to. So
it
I'm
is.
Saying, okay, I've got the East Regional, which I call my MASH bracket, because you got Cooper Flagg hurt from Duke. You got Grant Nelson hurt from Bama. So I'm trying to find someone else to come out of there. I might have Arizona come out of that East Regional. Yeah, it's really hard. And I think this is because of the transfer portal. I had this discussion with ESPN last summer about how this transfer portal was killing the mid-majors. Their comeback was, yeah, but it's giving us a better product at the high end of college basketball, because you can plug your guys in. If I need a point guard, I can go get a Javon Small. If I need a center, I go get a Hunter Dickinson. So I think what you're seeing is less upsets in this tournament. We may kill the golden goose. The transfer portal may. What's made this thing great is that first round of upsets. I think we're going to see fewer and fewer as this thing progresses.
Kevin, I don't think Iowa State got much of a bargain in its draw. Number 3 seed, especially now without Keyshawn Gilbert, conveniently announced after the selections were made. But nevertheless, Iowa State, Lipscomb as the first-round opponent, but Marquette, Michigan State in that half of the bracket as well.
I'm watching Lipscomb right now because they just played in the championship game and beat North Alabama, who's been playing Bradley. So I'm taking a close look at Lipscomb. Iowa State can handle them. Boy, Keyshawn Gilbert, though, can they get by? I got them getting by Ole Miss just out of T.J. Osberg can coach, but they can't get by Michigan State. And hopefully they can get by Ole Miss, but I'm concerned about the Cyclone team that was playing so well until this injury bug hit them.
Yeah. Michigan, should they have been a better than a 5? I say yes, after winning the Big Ten tournament.
You know, I liked them so much during the season. They kind of struggled late, but they certainly good that we can. And this, that Big Ten tournament is a war of attrition. The problem you got now is, can you recover in time? I'm concerned about Wisconsin especially. That team looked tired. Can they recover? I think they're playing Thursday, this Wisconsin team, against Montana. But I'm worried about that. But can Wisconsin play with the speed of BYU after playing that grueling Big Ten tournament? And I think the Big Ten's got to get off that Sunday. I know it's a national window for them, but I think it hurts them when they start the tournament because they don't have time to recover, these Big Ten teams playing in the championship game.
Kevin, last for me, another 11 seed, kind of intriguing. I want to see what you think. VCU against BYU. And then another game that I have circled to think about, and that's St. Mary's and Vanderbilt.
So, wait a minute. You guys have not filled out your bracket, so you're picking my brain before you do this.
No, but we are going to ask your national champion, though.
We'll go oppo, Kevin.
Well, yeah, VCU defends the three ball. That's a great matchup because BYU shoots it a ton, as we saw against Iowa State. VCU defends it, but I think BYU is playing really well right now. I got them picked in that game. And what was your second one? Was it
St. Mary's and Vanderbilt?
Boy, St. Mary's is a slowdown. I think this time of year, guard play and pace of play is huge. Houston's a great example. I think St. Mary's is a team to keep an eye on through this tournament. I think they're going to surprise some people. They beat Gonzaga twice during the season. Did not make threes, but I like St. Mary's. I've got him Vanderbilt. I've got to give him Alabama a really good battle. I'm still waiting on the Grant Nelson health report on Alabama.
All right. Before you leave, as of right now, your Final Four and your national champion.
Before I use whiteout or after?
Either way, either one.
Well, because I'm trying to stay away from chalk, but in the South, I got Auburn. In the West, I got Florida. in the Midwest, I have Houston. So I had to go in the East Regional. As I said, the MASH bracket, what everybody's heard, I've got Arizona coming out of the East Regional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Who do you like?
I think Arizona beats Duke. Mm-hmm. I got Florida winning the whole thing.
Florida?
The hottest team. I think they're the hottest team playing right now.
They're good. Beat Tennessee yesterday. All right. We will talk again next week. And thanks to Chris Lehman at Edge Realty Group down in Iowa City for all his help. And enjoy the basketball, Kevin. And enjoy the now mid-major palooza that is known as the NIT.
Well, if you look at the crowd, I mean, that is like – they got to be players left to play in the crown.
True. There might not. There are two teams that don't have coaches that are playing in the crown.
Yeah, that's a bad, bad idea. That's not going to go well.
No. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. Kevin Lehman, the coach, brought to you by Chris Lehman at Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. Back to wrap things up after this.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Help coaches versus cancer with Old Town Construction and us. 1600 ESPN's Todd Brommelkamp
and Spencer Wagon Friday from 2 to 5 at Pin Seekers.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Back to wrap things up here in a St. Patrick's Day edition of the Gym Class. The St. Patrick's Day edition of Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here on 1600 ESPN. We'll have our picks tomorrow for the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament. We'll do women's as well. We're equal opportunity. Scott Savel is going to join us coming up tomorrow, the outgoing sports director at TV9. Looking forward to having a good time with Scott. How can you not have a good time with Scott Savel? I have never not had a good time with Scott Savel.
Aren't the Gym Class is like the clearinghouse of Channel 9 retirees? Arnie, Campbell. Did we have Frary on? I don't know.
We did have Frary on.
Did we?
We had Frary on in the day. Looking forward to that coming up tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. Happy St. Patrick's Day out there to everybody. Be careful and have a good time celebrating. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 with the Gym Class.
A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the